So this is a great day. The little family of Luisa is together. This is, we're a family. And Jesus has brought us together. Great things are in store for the little children, the Holy Divine Will. Our God is teaching us through Luisa how to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. Our Lord is giving us lessons every day, prophecies every day, promises every day to those who read the volumes. And as you read the volume, there is just joy and happiness in our hearts. Jesus is speaking to us. And he, the Word of God, is teaching us, guiding us, leading us, directing us. This is it's so glorious. It's so wonderful to read the Book of Heaven. I really feel sorry for those who haven't been introduced to the Book of Heaven yet. As you read it, as you study it, everything becomes heaven. And I can always tell when a person isn't reading the volumes because they're miserable. They're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. Yesterday's readings were very powerful. Jesus says, unless you hate your life in this life, you will lose it. Those who love their life will lose it. Those who hate their life will enter heaven. That doesn't make sense when you first hear it. But what is our life today? As Catholics, we go to confession. And we're going to have confession tomorrow at 3. And it's not a time for counseling. You got to remember the 3 B's in confession. Be blunt, be brief, be gone. When you go to confession, you bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I don't want to hear about your family. I don't want to hear about your neighbors. I don't want to hear. This is me. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. That's the life God wants us to hate. Our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our sin. How gracious our God is to give us this great sacrament of confession. So again, you're in the confessional and you're out of the confessional. And when you make a good confession, it's you're not talking about anybody else. That's the devil's trick. They did this to me. They made me do this. So this little family of Luisa, Jesus is teaching us how to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. This whole time that we are here, we should be filled with joy. We are closer to Jesus than his own family. He said, who is my mother and my brothers? It's those who do the will of God. That's the saints. But what he teaches Luisa is how to live in the will of God. This is a glorious time to be alive. Glorious. Right after Holy Mass, we're going to have a procession. Our Lady says she wants processions. Why? It's not a time to take pictures. Last year we started the procession and everybody's taking selfies. What the? Never made sense. We're honoring Our Lady. We're honoring our Lord. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's them. We are processing. And it's going to be warm and it's going to be difficult. But we're processing to give honor to God. To thank God for his mother. Good things are coming. And our Lord needs us to cooperate. He needs us to say, I don't want to live that life that I have to confess each week. I'm tired of it. I want to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. I want to live a life of heaven because that's what Jesus tells Luisa. I don't want you to be miserable anymore, Jesus says. Remember when he says to Luisa, he says this a couple times, maybe about 3 or 4 times. He says to Luisa, the world is trying to kill us. They're trying to kill all the children. The world is trying to destroy the church. He says, Luisa, let them. Then he says, Luisa, you and I are going to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Aren't you happy? Those are my new motto. aren't you happy? It's to begin to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. I don't really care what they are doing. I don't care what my neighbor is doing. I'm going to pray for them. But Jesus says, you have to begin to live heaven now. Peace, joy, and happiness. So when we're processing, pray. Just praise God with every step. Glorify God with every breath. Tell the Lord, bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Soon, Lord. We don't want to wait another minute. We want it now. Please, Lord. This procession that we're going to do in honor of Our Lady is essential for us. Jesus says, I want to breathe in your breathing. I want to beat in your heart beating. I want to gaze in your gazing. I want to sing in your singing. I want to dance in your dancing. He says, I want to be the Lord of your life in everything that you think, say, and do. That's heaven. There's no sorrow in that. There's no sadness in that. There's peace. There's joy. There's happiness. Our Lord showed the apostles, the last line is really a riot. He says very, very clearly to the apostles, he says, if you can do this, he says, most people can't do this. He says, but if you listen, you can do this. We are going to go through some difficult times. And as he says, whoever can accept it ought to accept it. So when we think about what God is doing for us, remember the words of St. Joan of Arc. I am not afraid. I was born for this time. And the third that's the most important, and we have to know this, God is with me. God is with us. There's no worry. There is no fear. There's no anxiety. We have to train this wild beast to be trusting in God. So the final devotion that Jesus gives to his church before he returns is divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. I believe in you. I hope in you. I have confidence in you. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. You're my Master. You're my King. You're my Messiah. You're my God. I trust in you. It's going to get tough, but we're not worried about it. Why? Jesus is teaching us how to live his life. He embraced his cross. And that's, we got to stop dragging our cross behind us. We embrace our cross. Why? To live his life. To allow him to reign in us. To allow his mother to reign in us. Remember the DNA of Adam. When God breathed into the dust, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. Our DNA now says, get old, gray-haired, wrinkled, become food for worms. Jesus says, enough. Jesus says that the kingdom is coming. What does that mean? That means the evil one is going to be banished from the world. But not only the world, the evil one's going to be banished from our solar system. But not only the solar system, the evil one's going to be banished from the universe. What does that mean? No more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. We should be filled with joy, filled with peace, filled with confidence in God. When we receive Holy Communion, again, be in communion with God, adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him. So Our Lady's going to lead us in this procession. We're going to follow. I've heard last time, I don't want to walk in front of Jesus. You're not walking in front of Jesus. You're walking behind Our Lady, and she's bringing Jesus. She's leading us to Jesus. Be as one family. Don't separate yourself. Be as one family with Jesus. Adoring him and loving him. If all you can say as you're processing, in your procession, is, I love you with every step, say it with your whole heart, with your whole heart, with your whole mind, with your whole soul. It's very important. The kingdom's coming. And Jesus says, I'm coming back for all the souls who are eagerly awaiting me. Every heartbeat should be his. Every step should be his. Every breath should be his. Waiting for him to return. People say to me, I don't like reading Louisa. She's always complaining. No. What Louisa is doing is she's longing for Jesus. She can't live without Jesus. Jesus is teaching us, I have no one that pleads for me like her. Now, we have to begin to learn to live that life of begging for Jesus. I can't live without you. You're everything. When we begin to live like this, the kingdom is going to be on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus said that to Louisa. I'm waiting for the souls who want me more than anything. And then I will give this gift to the world. Which means he hasn't found anybody yet. Let him begin to see us longing for him as Louisa longed for him. Listen to when she says, this longing for him is killing her. It's not killing us. She complains. No. We have to begin to hear that she longs for Jesus, loves Jesus, desires Jesus, teaching us how we're supposed to be. She's the firstborn. She's the newborn of the divine will. So great things are going to happen this weekend. The happier you are, the more joyful you are, the more prayerful you are. And it doesn't mean you tilt your head with your head down. Pray with joy. St. Francis says, if you're not joy-filled when you pray, you're not praying. Make this heaven. Make the family, the little family of Louisa, a reunion with Louisa. You know, if you want some pictures, go take pictures with Louisa in the conference room. Let everybody know this is the newborn. Good things are coming. Watch what God's going to do. Great things are in store. Let us pray.